Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys morning show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big old hoo-has.
All right. Well, let's talk about divorce rates soaring because of quarantining and being together. There's a fatality in that situation. Not death, but a divorce that's in the works.
With divorce?
Divorce.
Oh, divorce.
No of the latter that you said. Tracy Morgan is getting a divorce. His wife filed this week. His wife, Megan Wolliver.
That's crazy.
Yes, she filed for divorce, and Tracy told People magazine, quote, "Sadly, after 5 years of marriage, Megan and I are filing for divorce. This is a challenging time for all involved, so I ask that you please respect our privacy." So we don't know what happened. No word on what went wrong.
Here you are talking about it.
According to People magazine, they're the ones that broke the story. But things seemed normal recently. As of April, Tracy joked that he spent the quarantine role-playing with Megan and getting her pregnant 3 times. So that didn't happen.
Yeah, but I think that was just a bit.
Obviously. But, you know.
Welcome to America, Chuck.
I want to see what that divorce money is going to be. It's going to be like a smaller version of like the Bezos divorce.
Much smaller.
Jimmy, let me have this one. I want to look up how much he's worth.
T-R-A-C.
Take your time.
All right, so just
net worth.
Couples, if you have problems going into quarantine, the tensions get worse. Lockdown seems to make it harder, and that's what happens.
Now, this is where it gets interesting. Okay. Google reports that Tracy Morgan is worth $51 million, but the article underneath it said he got $90 million settling with Walmart.
He got a lot.
He already spent a...
Remember, he bought that car, he wrecked it like an hour.
Yeah.
And he bought an expensive animal. Like, doesn't he have like a cougar or like a puma or some kind of weird, but just exotic animal?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I do have audio of him talking about his future ex-wife.
Let's hear this.
See, that's an uppity cat.
That was it.
So this is their history. Tracy and Megan announced their engagement in 2012. And they got married in August of 2015, and that is 14 months after Tracy almost died in that crash. So she was
through
the whole thing, and just, I guess they grew apart.
Tracy was in a limousine, right? Or
it was like a bus, right?
Yeah, it was like a bus. He got hit by Walmart.
So what about the other people? Did they get $90 million as well, or did he get more because he's famous?
There's another comedian in there, right?
Yeah, one guy died.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's how Cedric died, the entertainer. He's not dead.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it was $90 million each or $90 million total or what.
There better be a lot of money.
Wow.
Better be some cheddar.
God that wasn't like a Payless shoe store truck that hit him.
Well, here's
got
story.
Like $40.
Here's a story that says one of the people who negotiated the settlement with Walmart was quoted saying it's not even close to $90 million.
I don't believe Walmart.
Well, this is one of Tracy Morgan's people who negotiated the settlement with Walmart.
Well, I believe it. Well, he might be saying that for...
I just don't think he got $90 million, because where did that number come from? It's just out of thin air.
Well, Google's spreading fake news. I need Instagram to take down that post.
Oh, boy.
They need to shut up.
All right, well, stats...
I'm going to jump in front of an Amazon Prime van in my neighborhood this afternoon.
Yeah,
I get
should.
A bunch of...
Yeah.
Yeah, you will.
I just happen to be carrying a cup of hot coffee.
Oh, boy.
It's still be 200 degrees.
Yep.
Sue Jeff Lesbos, whatever his name
Bezos.
Is.
Bezos. Bezos.
Well, I have some good news for you.
He's my boots from his store.
That's Lebo's. Oh. And before you say it, Fatboy, that's offensive to lesbians.
Kids are actually playing outside now. Maybe times are changing since COVID-19, so that might be a good thing. Although there are stats that people are wearing less underwear, eating more ice cream. Oh. And now kids are playing outside, and slip-in slides have completely sold out. Remember those when we were kids?
Grown people have bought those, just for the record. For themselves, not for children.
Well, yeah. I thought they used tarps. Just bought a bunch of tarps and some soap.
They do both.
Yeah, well, that's what we, when we did the KY Jelly slip and slide here, that was a tarp that we used.
I think so.
It was the smallest tarp anybody sold.
Well, it worked. Didn't we send Stoneman from Rock 101 down the slip and slide KY?
Yeah, he KY got all the stuff.
Astroglide slip and slide. Yes. Remember, because they sent those gift baskets and Mark and Stoneman stole them?
Yeah, they did. Yeah. Just like the Metallica beer.
I got that.
Countless of other things.
It was Metallica whiskey.
You got the liquor that, you know, What's Your Nuts brought down.
With all the Jesse James bourbon and stuff. Yeah, they got all that.
I didn't get it.
Lady Marie.
I ain't got a football helmet one.
Slip and slide sales have doubled. Not only that, but some other nostalgic toys like Frisbees and boogie board sales are up 300%. So get out there on your boogie board.
You know, all the kiddie pools have been sold. You know, like, Matt, you got your kiddie pool you do on the deck sometimes.
Sometimes, hell. Anytime it's hot.
With a kiddie pool.
I've seen a lot of grown people doing that this summer. A whole bunch of grown people got kiddie pools in the yard if they don't have, like, a real pool.
I got it on a sun deck about 50 feet in the air.
Yeah.
Pretty badass.
I'll call somebody.
I feel like...
Is that for bear, though, your kiddie pool?
I almost said a cuss word.
I saw a picture of him in it.
Come on now.
Saw bear in the pool.
Yeah, it's bear's pool.
Bear is allowed to get in the pool on... We refill the water every few days.
Yeah.
Because the afternoon... I don't want to swim in rainwater.
No.
Mm-mm.
I got to buy a slinky for my bird feeder. Keeps the squirrels
from
going
up. Oh, yeah, you don't want squirrels getting that.
Yeah. They wreck it now.
It's, you know, it's plenty enough room. You get it at Walmart for like $40. It's a big one. I mean, it fills up my whole sun deck. It's like my sun deck's a swimming pool.
I just hate calling it that.
What do you want to call it?
I don't know. Just maybe like a regular pool.
Adulty pool. How's that sound?
Yeah.
Adulty pool.
I don't want a headline that says, Upstate DJ has kiddie pool. Nobody talk to me.
Kiddie
pool. Why would it be a headline?
Anything with kitty and DJ is probably not a good thing.
I know.
not a good
Except
thing.
Except for the 28-hour Toys for Tots.
Yes.
Yeah.
I got one for each of you. I mean, no, I don't.
Hey, you got one. He wants it first. All of it.
I'm pretty good.
All right. Well,
you're getting it.
He gave a bad review. He can't have it again.
Bad boy, why don't you just go and go home, man?
Why? What's he doing?
I'm just messing with him.
You're the one that's like half asleep.
Why are you on his side? I had your back, and you're going to jump my ass, get on his side.
Let me enjoy this. You guys finally aren't together on something.
I know.
Oh, all right. They broke up.
Maybe Matt's the one. He's trying to jump on everybody.
I decided that this morning when he walked in with that darn T-shirt.
Oh, gosh.
Fat Boy's instigator. He's just driving driving wedges.
Look at his hat.
I'm telling you.
So you not approve the T-shirt the night before?
I approve of 90% of the T-shirt.
Okay.
He don't like this, and Matt don't like it.
Well, the cops in Massachusetts say a situation was kind of wild.
I only like D.B. Sweeney because it stands for Dad Burn.
And these people were buck naked in the morning. So this happened in Hopkinton, Massachusetts. And the cops,
God, it was Marblehead.
Yes.
Cops got a call around 6:30 a.m. on Monday about a couple who was walking their dog naked. Their dog wasn't named Naked. They were naked.
God dang it. What?
I've been sitting here.
Thinking
dog was naked?
Yeah. I thought that the... I was like, what, do you have to wear, dogs have to wear breeches or something in that town? Because you said, was the couple walking the dog naked or was, what, the dog naked? And I was like, this is going to be one of those things where the dog's name was naked.
Here's the question. Why were they naked? It's a mystery. It wasn't in the report.
They have a weenie dog.
Maybe they just wanted to go for a naked walk.
Yeah, I mean, why not? It's early
in
the morning.
Was it a cockapoo?
The cops say Mariel and Kevin wouldn't give them a straight answer on why they were naked.
Drugs, then.
But they did say that their dog, Lucy, was, quote, a very good dog. So the dog's name was Lucy, not Naked.
Oh.
Yeah, there you go.
Naked Lucy.
Search Facebook over here and try to find these people.
Maybe they're the same couple that had the cardboard guns.
Maybe.
an executive order.
Oh, no cardboard guns or dog walking.
This no cardboard guns allowed.
The only information that I know is that they were completely nude.
Were they no masks?
Completely nude. I hope they were in, I don't know what kind of shoes, because that would make a difference if they were in sandals or tennis shoes with socks.
Yeah.
Now, if you can't walk around naked without a mask.
Here's a question for people who wear Crocs outside with no socks on. Do you get suntans with the holes on your feet?
Oh,
they probably do. And they got the ones now that smell like chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah, the KFC ones.
And Lucy was described as a
medium-sized
black dog, so I don't know what kind of breed she is.
If you're walking around with your crap and your flap out, you better wear a mask.
Yeah. If you call a dog that you don't know, never mind.
What?
I just feel like mutt sounds awful. And I'm not that big of an animal activist, but just calling a dog a mutt when you don't know their species or their breed or whatever. Well, you know their species, but
that's what the kill shelters
do. You just call them a dog.
It's just a dog. Yeah, what kind of dog do you have? Oh, he's just a dog.
Yeah.
So.
Mutt.
I found a picture of the couple who were walking the dog naked.
Oh, all right.
They're probably on drugs.
Well,
without question.
During the questioning, the couple were yelling and swearing at the officers and resisting any efforts of de-escalation. So
I was expecting a lot worse.
Oh yeah, me too. Me too. Both of them.
Why? Because most nudists are not attractive.
Oh yeah, this.
And
like read that in your diary.
There was a short.
It was like a lot true.
Foot pursuit. So they were running naked.
Running naked. Hell yeah, they were.
Cool.
I mean, they ain't neither one of them working with much, if that's the case.
And there was a struggle.
If you're on drugs, you don't care.
That's a good point.
And
if I run naked, I'm going to slap myself in the stomach.
And the guy, Kevin Pinto, struck the officer several times.
With your stomach.
With his...
How dare you? How dare you, of all people?
Boy, if you could just picture us right now, it's like Def Jam in here.
Let the people put together the joke and maybe laugh before you come in with a dig.
Man, if I run, it sounds like multiple people applauding.
God dang it.
Sounds like an audience clapping.
It's like when Martin told the girl there was a bald horse in Central Park.
He's not lying. The Braves wanted to hire him to set at the empty games and just jump up and down. Give the sound effects of a crowd.
At this point, me naked looks kind of like Zoidberg from Futurama, not purple.
I'm not that offended. You ain't got to dog yourself out that bad.
Oh, no, I've been waiting to make that one. Oh. That's been in the wheelhouse for a while.
Even though the officer was hit, he's okay, and they were arrested.
Still don't make up for the shirt.
Yeah. Do you mind putting this over?
No, I will not be censored.
Yeah, you know what? It's his right as an American. I have to accept it for him to wear. My mama would tell me to get you fired off the show.
That's not very Christian.
I see where you
I don't like your coworker.
You would object to that, right? It's kind of like in the center there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I used to think you
stand
handsome.
Up straight so you can read the shirt.
Right, stand up.
That's the worst thing in the world, man. What was the shirt that I had a shirt with a big face of somebody on it.
Oh, yeah. It looked like it was, the face gets folded in half.
And when I sat
down. Yours, probably.
No, you suck it. And when I sat down, it looked like it didn't have eyes. When, you flipped it over. I can't remember.
Yeah, man, I used to have a Nirvana t-shirt that was a big picture of Kurt Cobain's face.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, when I sat down wearing that shirt, it kind of looked like an after photo.
Yeah, this is my Greg Maddux shirt. When I would sit not up straight, it would look, Greg Maddux's eyes would disappear.
I thought you meant he peed on
it. He peed on your leg in the shower.
Yeah.
Well, do you think we're ever going to go back to a normal works schedule again? And you ever?
I'm enjoying it, guys.
Would you ever want to go back to a non-flexible work schedule again? According to a recent study, more than 3/4 of Americans say that they don't think that they'll ever want to go back to their schedule the way it was.
Isn't
flexible.
Google said stay home for at least a year.
Yeah.
And Google's supposed to be like the best place to work ever.
Yeah, it is.
Free lunch, all the playground stuff.
Yeah, but wasn't there a documentary that came out and said that was all a farce? That all that stuff, all the employees said, that's the stuff they put on when the cameras come around. Otherwise, this place sucks like every place.
I don't know. You think it's like the sweatshops Walmart operates in China?
I don't think anybody, look, it's fun to work here because we get to come in and blah, 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 and run off at the mouth.
Make
but there's no slides. There's no ping pong tables. I don't know the last time the water filter's been changed.
There ain't even soap in the kitchen, man. I mean, yeah, but that's not Google. That's here.
I don't think that's anywhere.
It's Robert's fault.
Have those things
Stop.
for the looks, the appeal to work there. But I don't, if that's your, I don't think you're going to get work done if it's that playful.
I think you could.
God, what are you, like Hitler walking in here?
People ain't getting work done this way.
Yeah, do you need bouncy chairs or what do you want?
I don't. I'm saying I want to come in and work and go the hell home.
But people ain't getting work done the old-fashioned way anymore. You know, it just don't work.
If it old Matt Stroh, I can't slide in my office while I'm trying
you
to work.
Can. I'm just saying that the appeal to Mattler. Me to go work somewhere, it's offensive to him, half of, is not the, I want to see what the compensation is for, mm-hmm. Do you have a, do you have a playground inside your lobby?
Oh, there they
That's Harris Hito over there.
Yeah. If you have a company gym, I'm all about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I got some companies still have softball fields. There's a few of those out by, about towards my house where I live, in my house there. The company softball field.
Matt Cellini.
I've never driven by and seen a company softball game like in Gung Ho starring Michael Keaton, but man, I would love to.
We used to have a team.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
the company did, and the show did.
Yeah, we had multiple teams at one time.
The show stories were great. I wish you still had that.
All we did was almost getting fights every week.
The company team, like all those guys, got fired. Like every one of them.
You're the last surviving member of the intercom team.
I know, and I was coming off the bench.
Oh boy!
With this, you know, right pull power, I'm coming off the bench.
First ballot Hall of Famer.
You know the.
Almost busted the light box at Piedmont Park.
Yeah. You know who's like who doesn't get any of this stuff about flexible schedules though is all the people who listen to us who work in factories and plants and do like who are linemen or work for utilities or do any kind of blue collar labor.
What's up, Hoss Haygood?
They're ass not, plunge.
They don't get any kind of like flexible schedule out of this. They're working the same schedule, maybe working more than they were before.
Oh yeah, they are. Pike and the Bigum boys.
Yeah, they're all road crews. Obviously, working more now than ever.
Yeah, Jimmy said this earlier when we actually walked out the back door there into the Bay Area. Boy, it's
snakes out there.
It's so, so hot. And he's like, can you imagine? We're talking about people having to work outdoors during this heat. Imagine having to work indoors, but in a factory bay.
No. You know what I've heard is the hottest job you can have on days like this is
stripper.
Loading trucks, loading trailers.
Loading trucks.
Yeah. Let's do some birthdays real quick.
Oh.
I guess we should, huh?
Mm-hmm. Celebrity birthdays. Lisa Kudrow.
Told us to shut the hell up.
No, you
do I need
did.
To do these super fast?
Fat boy.
Well.
48.
50.
7.
She's 57 today. Lawrence Fishburne.
Oh.
Oh
Elm
man.
Street 3.
I can't quit thinking about The Matrix, but I ain't going to watch it. And if we are in The Matrix, is my Matrix the same as yours?
Uh-uh.
Well, I mean, right
I'm
now
I'm looking at 9 when I ask.
Paige, you just answer all the questions from now on for me and everybody else.
Okay. Paige, is 9's Matrix just like mine?
You have the same brain, so answer your own question.
The maze is not meant for you.
62.
59.
King of New York, he was awesome. 65.
He's 59. And Delta Burke.
Oh, man.
I thought she was dead.
No, she's alive.
I'm going to look her up. Oh, I'm going to say she's 68.
70.
74.
She's 64 today.
Oh, dang, she was young on Designing Women.
She must get Botox for Christmas every year.
Does she look good?
Annie Potts still looks good.
So it's kind of like Roseanne's more attractive sister.
That's a great way to put it, actually. This one right here looks offensive.
And,
Dan's mom. She's
and fun. Lastly, Mr. Terminator, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold. Ah, star of Twins.
Star of Twins.
I just watched it recently.
Have you seen his bastard son?
Or the Running Man.
No.
He's a bodybuilder.
The one he had with the maid?
Looks just like him.
Yeah, he does.
Look him up. Look, Arnold's bastard son.
Oh.
Because the rest of his kids hate him.
I will say that Schwartz, as I call him, is 70. I'm going to say it's the 70th birthday of Arnold.
73.
74?
Arnold is 73 today.
Damn it.
Yeah.
He's in his 70s.
He's big.
Wow.
Oof.
Wow. What was the ethnicity of the maid?
Spanish, right?
God, Spanish.
Latino.
And what is Arnold?
Austrian.
Boy, they make a good look. Y'all should get together more.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but she was butt ugly, though.
Well, look what it made, though. Sometimes it works
beautiful
out.
Babies.
She's right. Like me cleaning the house.
Skips a generation.
Yeah.
Rise Guys headlines styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and that's your Rise Guys headlines.
All right, good morning, everybody. We'll be back right after this.
A 93-minute Rock Block starts every weekday right after the Rise Guys morning show on 93.3 The Planet.
Rock. Do me a favor. Remind me in an hour. Today's Mary's birthday. Shh. Today's my mom's birthday.
Really?
I told her yesterday, because my mom has weird hours, and she stays up late and sleeps a big part of the morning. Mm-hmm. So I told her last night, I said, hey, I'm going to call you tomorrow for your birthday. It's her birthday. And I told her I'd call her around 8 o'clock. So remind me, please, in the 8-1 segment to...
Hey, I'll try. You know, I don't
remember. Her, man, I'll show you the card that I got her.
The B1s will remind you. We'll all forget.
I got to open the... Well, there's the beautiful envelope, as you can see.
Yeah, let's see the card.
And then...
Oh, wow.
Oh, that... It's nice, but you spelled her name wrong.
No, that's Mom. I don't say Mary. It's Mama. Mama.
I know. You misspelled Mama.
How you spell Mama? M-O-M-M-A.
I spell it like Tupac and Merle Haggard. M-A-M-A.
Mama. I've always spelled that. Mama. M-O-M-M-A. Mama. How do you spell it? M-A-M-A.
Yeah.
Well,
Mama. That's Mama. I had a grandma who was Mama, and that was Mama.
Mama. Mama.
How do you spell it? M-O-M-M-A or M-A-M-A?
You're both wrong. It's M-A-M-M-A.
Mama.
That's Mama.
That's Mama.
It's still Mama.
Black Mama Jamma.
Mama.
That's where that came from.
Mama. M-A-M-M-A.
But
that's Mama.
I guarantee you I'm right because Tupac, Merle Haggard, and Ozzy all spell it M-A-M-A.
Oh, yes.
Oh, what
drug
if
addicts.
Yes.
M-A-H-H-M-A. That's what it should be, I guess.
Paige.
Mama.
All right. Okay, here we go. The so-called voice of reason. The voice of reason. It's her new show coming out on NBC. Paige?
I've seen it both
How
ways.
Do you
I like, it? I agree with 9, M-A-M-A, Mama.
That's Mama.
Mama.
So I was calling my grandma Mama the whole time? No.
No, Mama is M-A-M-A is Mama. M-A-M-A is Mama.
How do you spell, what about Mama's Family? The old show? Vicki Lawrence.
You know what? That was M-A-M-A apostrophe S's Family, I believe.
That's got to be the decider right there, right?
No. Oh, shoot. Never mind. I didn't say that.
Yes.
Just say Ma. It's easier.
How does everybody's, what's,
Wait, it would be weird if it was M-O-M-M-M-A, Mama, like you're saying it.
Mama. Mom. Okay, so if I said Mom, M-O-M, and then Ma. Ma. Mama. M-O-M-M-A. God dang it, don't have this conversation.
We sound like we're learning how to talk. Mama.
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 I feel the plight of the immigrant coming in. The English language is tough.
But you got to go with Vicki Lawrence, Ozzy, Tupac, and Merle Haggard.
What a dais. What a dais of minds you have there. Hold on. Who are others? Look up. I'll look up Mama Boo Boo. Mama June. Let's see. Mama June is.
I got to be right.
Jeez, that ain't right either. They were wrong, too.
It makes sense.
Who's on hold?
Right. P1 Donnie.
Donnie.
Donnie can talk about Mama.
Donnie, the new voice of reason on the Rise Guys. Morning, Donald.
Gentlemen, how are we? Paige.
Too cold to fish.
Morning.
Too cold for golf, but too cold at home.
Mama's in the poppers.
Too cold at home.
Yeah.
How do you spell Mama, Donnie?
Mama. M-O-M. Ma, M-A,
Thank
Mama.
You, Donnie. Thank you, Donnie.
You disagree with everybody who's ever famously used Mama.
Definitely.
I love you.
That's the way to do it, right? Now, what did you call your grandmother, Donnie?
Mamaw.
Grandma.
What?
Mamaw.
Mamaw.
M-A-M-A-W.
Mamaw.
Mamaw.
Right.
See, that's the thing where it goes crazy is with grandparents. You know, like, okay, Donnie, you called your grandma Meemaw. What'd you call your grandpa?
Well, he wasn't alive, so I called him dead.
Well,
oh,
what about on the other side of the family? What about those grandparents?
So, Peppaw.
Peppaw. See?
Peppaw.
Yeah. All right, Donnie, thank you for proving me right. All right.
He didn't prove that. Mama, the mamas and the papas, Mama Cass, M-A-M-A, too.
Look, she died eating in bed, and he was a pedophile. So don't use them as any kind of exhibit.
Everybody, whoever used
ancestral
Mama
pedophile.
Famously did M-A-M-A. I'm right.
What did you call your grandparents? Let's go with Eddie's parents. Did you ever, were you around them?
His mom, his dad was dead in the 60s.
So what did you call your grandmother on that side?
Grandma McDonald.
Called her grandma.
Grandma McDonald.
Now what about Moose's parents?
It was grandma and then when I was younger, we called her or my step grandpa was Papa.
Papa.
And then I had three grandpas. One of them was dead. Then my mom's mom had two different husbands. They were both like grandpas to me. So we had Papa, later became Grandpa. And then the other one who died when I was young, he was Papa Bob.
Papa Bob. Okay, so on Diddy's side, my grandfather died when I was a year old, so I don't really remember. I think he was, I don't remember actually what they called him. His mother was Mama, M-A-M-A. Mary's side, grandmother, her mother was Nanny.
Uh-huh.
N-A-N-N-Y.
Nanny.
Nanny. And then he was Papa.
Yeah.
Papa.
Nanny. Nanny's a good one for grandma.
Yeah, except you end up being in the South, you call her Nanny.
Mimi.
I'm calling her the derivative of a boob. What's up, Nanny? I call you that now. That's weird. What's up, Nanny? Nanny and Papa. I'm going to Nanny and Papa's house. Yeah. God, it's weird. What'd you call your grandparents, Paige?
I call my grandmother, grandmother, and my great-grandmother, Gran.
Gran, yeah. Yeah, my greats were just grandma and grandpa.
You know what gets me about grandparents? Grandparents have to have the biggest egos on earth because...
They get to pick?
Well, they get to pick their own name. Hey, that's a good point. I wasn't even thinking that, Matt. But then they call themselves by their grandparent name all the time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, your grandma will always refer to herself in the third person as Mama. And your grandpa will always refer to himself in the third person as Paw-Paw.
You don't love your Meemaw, do you?
Yeah. Come over here and see Paw-Paw.
You don't ever come to your Peepop's house.
Come sit on Paw-Paw's lap. Peepop.
But I got in trouble when I called my grandmother Granny. She didn't like that.
That sounds old. You're right.
Yeah,
Mimi, when Mary found out she was going to be a grandma, you know, it's that thing of, what do I want to be called? You don't wait for the child, that beautiful innocence of being able to, you know, mumble out a word, you know, it's... It's what do I want to be called? So she decided she wanted to be Mimi. So now when she talks on Facebook to us, she signs, even though I can see who posted it,
yeah.
She signs it Mimi.
That's popular now.
M-I-M-I.
Everybody's got different names.
Mimi. Mimi. P-Pop. I'm reading your text at 72341. Paul Paul. That's a good one. Pop. I like that one.
Poppy.
I call my daddy Pa sometimes, P-A-P-A.
Somebody texted in.
Just one P-A.
They got a grandma called Gigi.
A buddy of mine had that too because he couldn't say grandma, so yeah. He would just say Gigi for grandma.
Oh, wow.
We're getting your calls. They're coming in, actually. I'm trying to log into the thing here.
Me too, man.
Okay, two questions for you when you call 1-800-774-0093. Question number one is, how do you spell mama? Question number two is, what kind of weird names do grandparents have? Because that right there could go for days, a plethora, especially in the South, I feel like. There's always some kind of pee-pop, pop-pop, poop-poop, God. Pee-paw, paw-pee.
You sound like pee-poo. A toddler beatboxing.
Pee-poop, poop, poop, poop. Let's go to Miranda in Kings Mountain. Hey, Miranda.
Hi.
Hey, okay, question number one, what are you wearing right now?
No,
Real question. Question number one, how do you spell mama?
M-A-M-A.
All right. Incorrect. Question number two, what kind of weird grandparents' names do you have?
My mom's parents, I call them Mama and Papa.
Yeah. With a W?
We always call them M-A-M-A-W and P-A-P-A-W.
Right. It's like when you spell dog, there is a W in it, for God's sakes. Dog.
We've always called them Mama and then their last name.
Okay.
But my great-grandmother on my mom's side, we call her Big Mama.
Big Mama.
Yeah, Big Mama.
Is she a larger lady, or is it just because she is older?
She wasn't little.
Yeah.
But she wasn't really big.
Right, we're talking about
and
an auntie.
And she was the oldest of the family.
Gotcha. Big Mama. I like it.
Yeah, Big Mama.
All right, Miranda, take care of Kings Mountain today, okay?
Okay.
All right, take a look, guys. You can hear it. Nine will be in the office.
That's sweet.
He'll look at his phone. His eyes will roll back in his head like the Undertaker. He'll say, hey, Moose. And you can hear her. Hey, son.
Aww.
Hey, son.
Hey, son.
Every time. Let's go to Hickory. Let's talk to Franny. Franny and Hickory.
Hickory.
Hey there.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Great. How do you spell mama?
I spell mama M-O-M-M-A.
Thank you.
That's right.
I know.
That's the way to do it.
Incorrect.
And, right. That's the right way to spell it.
Incorrect.
Like, you know.
No.
You probably get it sometimes where people spell Franny with an I-E and it drives you crazy, I bet.
Exactly. It's with a Y.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Now, question number two is, what'd you call your weird grandparents? I mean, what weird names call your grandparents?
I'm from the North originally, so they're just my grandparents. They're my grandma and my grandpa.
See, now that's how you know that you're a northerner, too, that puh.
Yeah.
Then the fact that you spell mama, M-O-M-M-A, that's a
no, that's not. It's the puh. It's like Rachel Ray. I'll sometimes hear Mary watching Rachel Ray used to say, oh, it's soup like my grandpa used to make.
Grandpa.
It's grandpa. It's my dog.
No, it's not grandpa.
My grandpa had a dog. No, he didn't. He had a dog.
No, he had a dog.
Oh, Franny, you're wrong. I disagree with you now. All right, honey, thank you for calling.
Have a good morning, guys. Tickle it.
All right, tickle it, guys.
See, Matt's just now figuring out that his mama is northern. Not your actual, your mother is southern, is cow crap.
Blank.
But the way you spell mama is the northern version.
Mama. It's you know, when you're a kid, they say, hey, how do you, sound it out? That's how you learn. Mama. Mama. I sound like a kid, a baby who went through puberty early. Mama. Mama.
Sound like E.T.
Bone home.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet. The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Rise. Thank you to everybody who called Facebook, Instagram, Snapchatted, tweeted, all of that.
All of you. Each and every one. We appreciate you very much.
Yeah. And I got something for you. 864-241-4318. 864-241-4318. That is the FOF line. Call it. You might appear on tomorrow's now two segments of the FOF line.
Yep.
We'll get that going tomorrow. Paige, though, that's still today. She's going to rock you at work. Fat boy.
Puerto Rico.
5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind. We'll go live at 6. Right, Jimmy? 6?
6, yeah. 6 tomorrow.
All right. Thank you all for listening. Wash your hands. Watch out for murder hornets. And have a great day. Be blessed. Thank you.
More rock and fewer commercials. A 93-minute rock block hits you between the ears. Next on 93.3 The Planet.
Rise. Bye, baby. Bye.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.